702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, let's catch up with the world of viral content. Kabazela, a happy Friday to you.
A happy Friday to you, Bele. Always good on a Friday.
just like a record. All right, Kabazela, a stolen dog found by a journalist and a cameraman.
Yeah, this is quite a story. So a dog was locked in the car, and the owner had gone to do something very quickly.
Yeah.
And when he returned, the dog was gone, missing. Reported it to the police, and I think in this area, this had become a bit of a trend with stolen dogs. So the news organization in that area got involved, and they went to the area where the dog was stolen, and they were going to do a story on it. And as they were about to, you know, start filing and recording their piece, they noticed a man walking with the dog that looked very similar to the dog that was stolen.
Okay.
So the journalist very sneakily just goes up to the guy and is like, oh, this is a cute dog, you know, can I touch it and pat it and all that kind of thing. Then she looks around the neck to the collar,
yeah,
and she notices that this is the dog that was stolen.
Yeah.
And then she says to the cameraman, keep rolling, start rolling.
Yeah.
And this is how it unfolds, where she starts telling, you know, she's put this piece together of how they found this dog. Have a listen.
That's me motioning to my photographer John to start rolling when I realized we had spotted the dog reported stolen in Cambridge and the man seen in surveillance video accused of taking him. We start asking the man a few questions and he admits to taking the animal.
He was just barking in the car and I walked past the car and I realized I was supposed to be dog walking. It wasn't a kidnapping, it was just a simple mistake.
A simple mistake, he said, but police say 24 hours had gone by since Titus was taken, and the suspect never called them, nor the owner, whose phone number is on the dog tag.
You didn't think to call the number on the tag?
I did, but then I tried using one phone, the phone was broken, and I just...
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I did, but the phone was conveniently broken.
And it was like a mistake. It sounds like a witness at the state capture inquiry. So, Mzebenzi Zwane, part two.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Mzebenzi Zwane, yeah. But, I mean, how's that guy? I mean, you know, what a knobhead. But anyway, lucky for the owner, they found the dog and they called him and he was reunited and he was very tearful and whatnot. But the guy who stole the dog is in big trouble. He's been arrested and is
good.
Facing many, many charges.
Good.
And it got me thinking about items that you own that have been stolen, and have you been lucky enough to have them recovered, or have you spotted yourself something of yours that was taken? Many years ago, I had a kit bag when I was playing soccer at club level, and one night practice, went there, put the tog back down. After practice, went to go look, tog back gone, disappeared. Next day at school, I found my tog back with the guy who had it, but I didn't go up and confront him. I was just, you know, one of those guys. I just let it go.
So I had a car. My very first car was a Mazda Sting. It was a blue Mazda Sting.
Yeah.
I bought it in 1999. Goodness me. And it was stolen. It was stolen. Had a gear lock. That whole system. It was stolen. And it was recovered years later, and I got a call from an officer at the border. I mean, of course, the insurance had settled it and so on, so it was no longer mine, as it were. That's one big item I can think of. If you've had an item that was stolen and recovered, why don't you call us on 011-883-0702, share your stories. And Tara has already told us about the Friends reunion. That clip, of course, that we played earlier, that's gone viral.
And a lot of people are excited because Friends was a big, big series back in the 90s or so. But don't bother going to find the clip to watch it, because all it is, like you heard on the news, it's that song that they've slowed down, the Friends.
And they're just walking hand in hand.
I mean, come on. Really, they could have done something a little bit more exciting than
but
that.
But here's the thing. A lot of celebrities are tweeting that Friends is their favorite series, the best series ever.
Yes. I mean, I watched Friends and I stopped watching it because I just didn't think
you
it was
lost
that
interest,
great. Lost interest. How I Met Your Mother, yeah, on the other hand, is way better, much better series than Friends. So maybe we can ask this morning as well, according to you, what is the best series ever made? Okay. What's yours?
We'll be here all day. So we limit it to sitcoms.
Sitcoms.
Let's maybe the best sitcom, because if we talk series, I mean, gosh, we'll be here all day, right? All right. Your favorite sitcom of all time, right? Kabazela is going down with How I Met Your Mother. Let me think, because there are too many. There are a few. Yeah, I'll give it a moment and I'll share mine. It's a Friday. We're easing ourselves into the weekend. We'll take your calls. 011-883-0702. Your favorite sitcom of all time.